this morning, so we desire your prayers. Like what Brother Harold Weatherford says, I'm not looking for anything new. I'm just looking for a new touch. It's all been preached over and over and over down through the ages by far greater men than I am. I just need a touch from the Lord's what I need, that he might use this morning to be a help to somebody. And that's our desire this morning. 2 Kings chapter number 4. Read a few verses here. Verse number 38 through 41. I'll try to give you that we feel the Lord would have us to this morning. 2 Kings chapter 4. Beginning in verse number 38, the Bible reads like this, "And Elisha came again to Gilgal. There was a dearth in the land. The sons of the prophets were sitting before him, and he said unto his servant, Set on the great pot, and seethe pottage for the sons of the prophets. And one went out into the field to gather herbs, and found a wild vine, and gathered therefore wild gourds, his lap full, came and shred them into the pot of pottage, for they knew them not. So they poured out for the men to eat, and it came to pass, as they were eating of the pottage, that they cried out and said, O thou man of God, there is death in the pot, and they could not eat thereof. But he said, Then bring meal, and he cast it into the pot, and he said, Pour out for the people, that they may eat, and there was no harm in the pot." That's the scripture this morning that I feel that the Lord would have us to read in your hearing this morning. Kind of thought we might go another way, as Brother Jeff called us last night. We had some other scripture on our heart. But when we woke up this morning, the Lord brought this back to our remembrance. This has been going over and over in my mind. This is something I can't get away from. So I'm just going to have to go with this morning. But if I had a thought this morning, it'd be this: picking in the wrong patch. Picking in the wrong patch. Now we find here a passage of scripture there that the Bible said that Elisha, when he came to Gilgal, found that there was a dearth in the land. In other words, there was a drought. There was a time there when they were hungry and they was needing something to eat. And the Bible said there that the sons of the prophets were sitting before him, and he told them to just set on a great pot and seethe pottage for the sons of the prophets. Now, I'm going to go ahead and say this morning. I don't know what all I might get on this morning, but I'm going to try my best to follow the leadership of the Lord. Amen. But I believe here with all my heart this morning that the men set out with good intentions. And you know, a lot of folks, a lot of times they'll mean well when they do things, but oftentimes, just as humans, we get off course and get off track, so to speak. I believe the Bible teaches me there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. Yes. Amen. If we're not real careful, amen, we'll wind up just as this one young man did, picking in the wrong patch. Amen. Because the Bible said that one went out in the field to gather some herbs, but he found a wild vine. The Bible said, and gathered therefore wild gourds, his lap full, and came and shred them into the pot of pottage, for they knew them not. Amen. If we're not very careful this morning, Brother Jeff, we'll wind up getting out in the wrong patch. Amen. We'll wind up picking some things. Amen. And partaking of things that we ain't got no business partaking of. Amen. The Bible said there that this young man, amen, got out there just to gather some herbs. But he ran across a wild vine there. And the Bible said that he found some gourds on it. Amen. And began to pick on them. Amen. Amen. The Bible said that he gathered even his whole lap full. Amen. I'm here to tell you this morning, amen, if we're not careful, we'll partake of things that'll bring us down. It'll ruin us. Amen. You listen to me this morning, amen, especially young folks, amen, if we're not careful, amen, amen, even the people we hang around, amen, can influence us, amen, in a negative way, amen, the folks that we, amen, associate ourselves with, amen, maybe they don't go to church, amen, maybe they don't make an effort to live right, amen, if we're not very careful, we'll wind up picking some of the things of the same things they do. And we'll wind up eating some of the same things that they do. Amen. You hear me this morning. Amen. The Bible said if we sow the flesh, amen, we'll also of the flesh, amen, reap corruption. Amen. But if you'll sow the Spirit, amen, you shall of the Spirit, amen, reap everlasting life. Amen. There's some things this morning, amen, that if we're not real careful, amen, we'll sow some things, amen, that we'll have to reap. Amen. And when we do, amen, it'll bring forth death. Amen. Listen, this young man, I believe he meant well. Amen. Found that old wild vine. Amen. Didn't even know what it was, but thought it was all right. Thought it'd be okay. They shred them up. Amen. And put them in the pot. Amen. But listen, when it comes time to pour out and eat, they found out that there was death in the pot. Amen. You listen. Amen. To start off with, sin never does, amen, appear to be, amen, what it is. Amen. It might look okay, but you mark her down. There's going to come a time when it's going to bring forth death. Amen. Amen. The Bible says that lust, when it's conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. Now listen this morning. I believe the scripture is pretty plain that if it's not of faith, amen, it is sin. Amen. Do you know this morning, amen, that even the music we listen to, amen, if it ain't, amen, what God's pleased with, it'll bring forth death. You say that's silly. Amen. You know that where I work at, amen, they know when I get in my truck, amen, that what kind of music that I won't listen to, and what kind I will. You say, well, that don't mean too much. Listen, yes it does. I'm here to tell you this morning, you're crippled too high for crutches. Amen. If you think, amen, the things you do and the things you participate in don't affect you, listen this morning, by the grace of God, amen, I like what old Raymond Cook said, what's wrong with living right? There ain't nothing wrong with it this morning. You better be careful what you eat. Amen. Amen. You better be careful, amen, what you partake of, and what you get involved in. Amen. Things will influence us, amen, along the way. Amen. Oftentimes, we just shred her off in the pot. Amen. Think nothing of it. Amen. But listen, one day after a while, amen, it might take a week. It might take a month. Amen. Or a year, even several years. Amen. But you keep on. Amen. Keep on. Amen. Eventually, it'll bring you down. Amen. Amen. Folks, I say, well, there ain't nothing wrong with this. Amen. But listen to me. Amen. I'm just going to give you the Bible this morning. Amen. If that'll be all right. Amen. The scripture said there that there'd come a time in the day, amen, where there'd be a famine in the land. Not a famine of bread and water, but of hearing of the word of God. Amen. I know what that scripture prophetically, amen, was speaking of the time of the some 400 years, amen, of silence between there of the last prophet and the rise of John the Baptist. But I do believe with all my heart, amen, it applies spiritually, amen, the day which we live in. Amen. There's a lot of folks, amen, seething pots. There's a lot of folks, amen, fixing things supposedly around the house of God that they say, amen, it's
fit for us to eat. But I got news for you. Amen. If it ain't, amen, from the Word of God, amen, it ain't fit for you. It ain't no good for you. Amen. I tell you what, amen, amen, growing up as a kid, amen, there was things that my mom and daddy, amen, told me be good to eat. Amen, and I didn't eat them. Amen, but you know, as I got older, I realized those things was pretty good. Amen, what I'm here to tell you this morning, amen, you say that old-fashioned way, amen, ain't no good. Amen, that old-fashioned preaching ain't getting the job done. Let me tell you something. Oh, if you ever get saved, amen, ever grow any, it'll be precious to you. Amen, your mindset will change, and you'll realize it's nourishment. Amen. Amen. Oh, but nowadays, they're shredding things in the pot. Amen. There's death all in it. Amen. Our church has gotten into the entertainment business, seem like. Amen. Now more than the worshiping business. Amen. Folks want to find a way to draw the crowd. Folks want to find a way, amen, to fill the pews. Amen. Listen to me. I want to see the church grow just as much as anybody. But if you get to throwing anything in the pot, amen, you mark her down, amen, it'll bring forth death. Amen. Listen, I'll be honest with you, I ain't gonna be hang my hat in a church that'll lower their standards, amen, to have Christian rock concerts. Amen. Amen. I'm here to tell you this morning, amen, those that worship God must worship Him, amen, in spirit and in truth. You can't just put anything in the pot and expect the folks to eat it and live a healthy life. God help us. Amen. But oh, thank God, thank God. If God will put some of that heavenly manna in the pot, we can grow. It'll do us good. Amen. Well, if we'll keep our trust, amen, in God, and say, God, the church seems like she's drying up across this land. But God, oh, put things in the pot that'll strengthen your people. Whoa, God, help me to keep my hand out of it. Because if I'm not careful, I'll have a bright idea. Amen, to put something in, it'll bring death. You hear me? Keep your bright ideas to yourself. Let's stay with God. He'll work. Amen. Amen. Well, listen. Well, if we sow the flesh, we'll have the flesh reap corruption. Oh, now listen, I believe with all my heart, I may be wrong, but I believe with all my heart, amen, there's still some things I've got to reap, amen, from the ungodly life that I live, to my shame. And I believe there's some things, amen, that I'm just going to have to eat. Amen, but listen to me, by the grace and help of God, amen, I'm going to try my best to stay on the right track. And hopefully when the harvest comes in, on some of those things, they'll rot on the vine. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. I'm glad, I'm glad. I ain't got to partake of just anything. Oh, but thank God for His grace. He's put me in a better vineyard and a better place to plant and a better place to sow. I'm going to keep on working for God. Amen. 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 This morning, I'm glad I'm a child of God. Amen, but if we're not real careful, well, we'll pick in the wrong patch. Amen. Amen. Now, amen, we get down there on our job. Amen, folks are getting to telling dirty jokes. And you know what? Next thing you know, we got one to tell too. Amen, that's picking in the wrong patch. Amen. Amen, you say, well, preacher, amen, a little bit ain't going to hurt nothing. I just want them to see I'm human too. Amen, let me tell you. Amen, let me tell you a little something right there. Amen, we got, we can be in this world. But we ain't got to be of this world. Amen. We ain't got to act like. Amen. I love the song that Daryl and his girl sung about maybe want to have a shouting fit. Amen. Thank God He's changed me. He's given me a new life. Amen.
Bible said if he were saved, he's made us a new creature. All things passed away. Behold, all things become new. Amen. And I shouldn't let them influence me. Amen. Amen, them guys. Amen, when they're telling dirty jokes, I ought to tell them about Jesus. Amen. When they want to listen to ungodly music, amen, I'll amen, pop in a tape or a CD. Amen, with some good godly music in. Amen. I'll tell you what, just keep on going against them. Amen, you say, well, I won't have much friends. I won't be popular. I ain't seeking popularity. Amen, from the world. I ain't seeking social status. Amen, from nobody. I want to humble myself, therefore, in the mighty hand of God, and let him exalt me in due season. Amen. You know, ain't no telling. I told him over there last week, Brother Jeff, over at Park Street. I said, ain't no telling what the old boys say about me in the break room down at the job. Amen, I hear them talking about folks. Amen, I had one old boy I worked with. He called me Ned Flanders. I don't even know who that is. I think it's somebody off the Simpsons or whatever. He used to make fun of me. Amen, about the way I live. And I tell you, they don't read this right like water off a duck's back. Amen, don't bother me a bit. Amen, I don't mind being different. Amen. I don't mind being peculiar. Amen, if it brings honor and glory to the name of God. Amen, help us to eat the right things and not go out and gather wild gourds. Amen. Oh, wild gourds. I'm going to go ahead and say this morning. Leave my word of God alone. Amen. Well, we've got so many folks nowadays. Brother Joel Alexander says it like this. He said they've got the NIV, the ESV, the MIC, the KEY, the MOUSE. Amen. Amen. They've got so many versions nowadays. Amen. They call it the Word of God and they call it the Bible. Amen. But I tell you what, I believe with all my heart, amen, amen, that folks have just took some wild gourds and thrown them in there. Amen. Brought death in the pot. I tell you what you do. Amen. Leave me and the Word of God alone. Amen. I like what Brother Jack Howe said. Keep your stinking feet out of my drinking water. Amen. They'll say, well, you don't think that's God's word? No, sir, I don't. I'll be honest with you. Call me old-fashioned. Call me old fogey. Call me what you want, amen. But the scripture teaches me to meddle not with them that are given to change. Amen. Amen. I tell you what I've seen. I've seen this work generation from generation to generation. It'll work generations to come. Amen. Amen. It got my grandma and grandpa saved. It got my mom and daddy saved. It got me and my family saved. Amen. God willing, if I got grandchildren to come years down the road, it'll save them too. Amen. Listen. The devil, you know how he works. See, scripture refers to him like this. In one place, it's the little foxes. The little foxes that spoil the vines. The devil works, he likes to work just a little bit at a time to get you. And I tell you what, that's what he's doing with the Word of God. He's got to say, well, let's just take the these and the thous out. Just a little bit, ain't no big thing. Just take this and that out. Next thing you know, you go in the bookstore now and you pick up what they call a Bible. And I'll read it, and I think I'm reading a Reader's Digest or something. I mean, there ain't no similarity to the Word of God anymore. Amen. What I'm telling you is that's always been the devil. That's always what he wanted to do is change the Word of God. Amen. Even in the very beginning in the Garden of Eden, what did he do to Eve? Hath God said, he tried to cause doubt on the Word of God. What did he do with Christ? Then he tried to throw scripture at him a little bit, didn't he? But he changed it just a little bit. And I tell you what, it's just like rat poison. There's just a little bit of arsenic in there. And if there's enough to kill you, that's what will happen to you if you eat the wrong thing. There'll be death in the pot, amen. Listen, death in the pot. Folks putting in their own things. Let me tell you something this morning. I don't know what kind of background you come from. I've heard a little bit about Sister Toya and her background. And the way they come from, as I said on the onset of this, there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. Jesus made it plain. He didn't say, I am a way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You say, well, my whole life I've done it this way. My whole life we've gotten by putting this in the pot. My whole life we've ate this and we've been doing pretty good. Let me tell you something this morning.
This day death could be coming unto you. Amen. Let me tell you something this morning. Amen. Outside of the grace of God, through our darling Savior Jesus Christ, without that, there's no life. Amen. I believe Sister Toy and her family come here. And I believe they heard the word of God. You know, there's a remedy for doing things wrong. There's still a remedy. That old pot that brought death, you know what the man of God said? Let me take some meal and cast it. What is that, preacher? That's the word of God. Amen. The pure word of God, amen. It's got the cure. It's got the answer. Thank God there's a balm in Gilead, amen. I believe they come and the word of God was preached. And although they'd grown up their whole life doing things one way, they realized there was death in that pot. I believe they put their faith and trust in the word of God. Amen. I believe it got the job done. Oh, thank God. Thank God this morning. Though you may have lived one way. Amen. Done things that way. Amen. You thought it was okay. Thanks be unto God for his word that shows us where we stand. Amen. Amen. That old woman over there at the well. She told the Lord, you remember what she told him, didn't you? Our fathers have worshipped in these mountains our whole lives. We've done it this way. Our whole lives we put this in the pot, and it seemed to be all right. We've eaten of it. But the Lord said this day, there's coming a day that our father seeks such to worship him neither in these mountains or at Jerusalem. He wants you to worship in the spirit and in truth. You know what she done? She forgot about how her fathers worshiped. She forgot about the stuff she'd been eating her whole life. Amen. Amen. Thank God she left a little water pot down by the way and went into the city and said, come see a man. And they told me all things ever I'd done. Is this not the Christ? Thank God she got her hope and her trust in the word of God. Amen. For Christ is the word of God. The Bible said there's three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Scripture said, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. But the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. I'm here to tell you this morning. Amen. Maybe you've been picking in the wrong patch. Maybe you've been doing things your own way. Maybe you thought you'd been getting by. But this morning, the Word of God has showed you need to put your trust in him. Amen. And I tell you what, when he does that, it's a good time to do it. Because I'll be honest with you, ain't no other time to do it than when he tells you to. You don't get saved when you want to. You say, well, I want a more convenient time. It don't work that way. He said, no man coming to me except my Father which sent me, draw him. You've got to feel that drawing power. You've got to feel that. That's what we call conviction. That conviction power on your heart and your life. Letting you know that you need to make a difference. Letting you know that you need to take a step toward him. And boy, when he draws you, thank God I'm glad that when a seeking Savior and a seeking sinner come in contact, you know what happens? Salvation takes place. Amen. It won't happen with one doing it or just the other one doing it. Amen. But thank God when both of them get together, thank God salvation can take place. Amen. I can't explain it all. I can't. I wished I could. I tell you what, there ain't nothing like it. There ain't nothing like I was raised in church. Boy, I thought I was doing pretty good. But there come a time when the Lord let me know that what I was eating wasn't getting the job done. That there was more to it than just going to church. I remember standing on behind pulpits on chairs and singing with my daddy playing the guitar. But you know what, Lord, let me know there's more to it than that. There's more to getting a songbook and just singing. More to getting a Bible and just reading it. More to saying a little prayer at night. Lord, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray that, Lord, thy soul will keep. There was more to it than just that. I got an old-fashioned church service. The Lord let me know I need a Savior. Amen. Thanks be to God. I can't tell you everything that was said and done. But I tell you what, there was a burden on my heart. Amen. It was so heavy. And I realized it's my sin. And I need a Savior. Amen. And I realized what I was eating was just bringing me death. But you know what he done? He come and he sprinkled a little meal in my pot.
And thank God when I ate that, you know what? There was no harm in the pot. Oh, listen. There's no harm in Jesus. There's no harm in the saving grace of an almighty God. Amen. Amen. I know it might not have been much this morning. I want you to stand to your feet. I've tried my best to follow the leadership of the Lord this morning. Do what he'd have me to do. But is there death in the pot this morning? Is there things in your life? Christ is the only one that can give life. He said, I come that you might have life. And you might have it more abundantly. Anything outside of Christ will bring death to you. Do you know that? Anything, no matter what it is. It can be our job. It can be our hobbies. It can be the, like I said, the music we listen to, the things we partake of. There's a lot of things that can bring death in our life. But Christ is the only one that can put life in us. That's why Paul said in one place, it's not I that live, but it's Christ that liveth in me. Boy, if I wanted my way, wanted to have things my way, I'd do things a lot different in my life, I'll be honest with you. But I'm glad since he's coming. Since he's come in, the Bible said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And it's God that worketh in us both to will and do his good pleasure. It's not me that wants to do the things for God. No, sir. You think I've ever wanted to pack my bags and leave my family, Brother Jeff, and travel to go to a prison? No, I hadn't. But there's a God in heaven that put it in my heart to go. You think I want to stand up here behind this pulpit and try to read God's word? No, sir, I don't. I took a failing grade in school. Every time they had oral reports in class, I wouldn't say a word. It's a fearful thing. My heart was beating out of my chest. I was hoping and praying Brother Jeff done changed his mind. Was going to get up there and preach since he didn't give me the microphone. But listen, it's God. There's something about the Spirit of God that changes me. It changes my personality. There's something about the Spirit of God that gives me an unction that says it's not you going before the people, but it's me through you. And boy, I tell you what, it's, when I get myself in a place where I can say, yeah, Lord, I just want to be a vessel. And I just want to stand, never ceases to amaze me how God can use somebody like me as ignorant and backward and unworthy and useless as me to use to speak his words. But listen to me this morning. Anything this morning outside of Christ will bring you death. Anything will. I'm telling you right now today, boy, do every one of us good to get in a place where we say, Lord, we just come out of a good revival. I told somebody the other day, I don't know how y'all been bragging about, but I've been bragging about. I said, boy, I tell you, outside of seeing somebody saved, I believe that's the best revival I've ever been in. I tell you, it helped me. Boy, the messages, just the good singing every night, Spirit-filled singing, the good powerful messages that come forth every night. And boy, I needed every one of them. I needed every one of them. God, help us not to put things in our pot that brings forth death. Boy, I've been so guilty of it. Just shredding things in there thinking it'll be okay. It's just a little bit. But you know, the Scripture said a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. And anything contrary to God's will, boy, I tell you what, it'll ruin your life and it'll bring you down. But God wants to bring you up today. God wants to be first in your life. And he wants you to put him first, before all things, before everybody else. I don't mean to ramble on it. Y'all go ahead and sing.